mentioned that the fourth caliph, the fourth leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was present in the house of Allah, the Holy Kaaba, with his both sons, Sayyidina Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he noticed there was a person there who was making dua, he was crying. And he was consistently making dua in the court of Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu instructed someone to bring that person towards him. And when he noticed that when a person was coming, one side of his body was paralyzed.
Allahu
Akbar. And he was struggling to walk. He was dragging himself whilst he came in the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And astonished, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem asked him, "What happened to you?" He said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, unfortunately, my state was such that without any fear, I used to commit sins. I did too much bad in my life. I used to commit guna. And my father, who's a pious person, he would consistently, you know, encourage me to stay away from sins. He would tell me off.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that. And once I became so angry at my father, I hit him. I beat my father and he was really hurt. He was so angry. And so his father, he went straight to the Holy Kaaba and there he made a dua. Dua, you can say he made a curse for his own son.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. And his curse for his own son got accepted immediately.
Allah.
And this son, you know, he became, half of his body became paralyzed.
Astaghfirullah.
And you know, he realized, you know, look, I did wrong. He felt sorry, he felt guilty. Then as on the first opportunity when he saw his father, he said, "I went to my father and with my heartfelt feeling, I said sorry to my father. I said, please forgive me. Please forgive me, please father." And you know, father being a father, wow, through his love, he said, "Okay, you know, son, I forgive you. So now let's go back to that same place where I made that curse for you. We'll go there and now we'll make a dua for you, for your well-being,
Allah,
for your good health." So both of them, the father and son, they were on the way back. The father was on the she-camel and suddenly something happened to the camel and the camel started running around here and there as if it's scared, it's fearing something, and just running from this side to that side. And during that period, the father stumbled and fell on the floor. And it says that the father fell between the two rocks and he died.
Allah.
He passed away. So he was on his way towards the Holy Kaaba Sharif, towards Mecca, and he passed away. So he couldn't reach that place where he could make a dua for his son.